From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Powerful Hurricane Mitch hovers around Central American coastline. Anguilla's chief minister rules out a snap general election. And the European Union says it will change its banana import permit system. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. One of the most powerful hurricanes in the Caribbean basin this century continues to hover around the Honduran coast in Central America. Weather forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say while Hurricane Mitch continues to move slowly and has weakened slightly, it is still a powerful storm, packing winds of 195 miles per hour. They say the storm's track remains unpredictable, but believe it was still on track to slam Mexico. In a moment, we'll be going live to BBC reporters in Mexico and Cuba. But first, for the latest on the situation in Belize, where the authorities have moved thousands of people from low-lying coastal areas, I spoke to Carla Huesner, a journalist in Belize City, a short time ago.
Most people have moved out of Belize City, which is along the coast. That's our largest population center. Most of them have chosen to go to Belmopan, which is in the western part of the country on higher ground. Some people have gone up north. The people in the south have tried to evacuate out a little bit because we're basically just waiting to see what's going to happen. The storm seems to be sort of hovering off the coast of Honduras, about 30 miles off of one of the islands there, and we're just kind of waiting to see what kind of rains we're going to get and if it's going to move off and come toward us more directly.